请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到马太福音18:23-35。
Brothers and sisters, please open your Bible to Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 23 to 35.
我想请弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节，我们一起用起音的方法念这一段经文。
And we'll read together. Brothers will read the outer verse, and the sister will read in the human verse.
青少年可以一起跟着念英文的。
And the youth can read together in English.
马太福音18:23，请天国好像银子啊，要和他仆人算账。
Who wished to settle accounts with the servant?
因为他没有什么藏藏之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女并一切所有的都卖了传好。
那仆人就破坏他说，主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。他的同伴就俯伏央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。众同伴看见他所做的事，就生忧愁，去把这事告诉了主人。你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？你们个人若不从心里告诉弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们呢。好，我们一起低头做祷告。天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你这样宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you the precious word.
你的话语是我们路上的灯。
Your word is the lamp of our way.
让我们知道在世上该如何行事为人。
And so we know what to do and how to behave in this earth.
怎样做才能够成为一个讨你喜悦的人。
And we know what we can do to become a person that you love.
求你将你的话语向我们开启。
Oh Lord, please open your word to us.
也求你赐能力给我们，能够遵行你的话语。
And please give us the strength so we can obey your word.
做一个蒙你喜悦的人。
And become a person you love.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我今天讲到的题目是饶恕派。
Today my sermon topic is second part of forgiveness.
饶恕一是我上一次讲到的题目，上一次我们已经讲了饶恕一。
Forgiveness part one is the topic I preached the last time.
我们想稍微回忆一下饶恕一的重点。
Let's review on the important points of the forgiveness part one.
饶恕一，我们提到被饶恕的人必须要认自己的罪。
In part one, we said.The one being forgiven must first repent from his sin.
也就是说，当一个人犯罪以后，他必须认罪。
When a person who sinned, then he should repent first.
因他的罪所被得罪的人，就要饶恕他。
So the person who he sinned against will forgive him.
如果一个人没有认罪，
if a person whowant to be forgiven but yet did not repent.
我们没有任何理由谈饶恕的这件事。
And there's no reason to talk about forgiveness.
如果到最后犯罪的人一直不认罪。
Let's say until the end, the sinner still does not repent.
上次讲过，教会就要把他看为外邦人，把他除教。
In that case, the church will look at him just like.A Gentile will excommunicate.
这时候所有的问题都会按照没有信主人的方式来解决。
And now, you know, if there's still issues, then it will be solved according to the worldly rules.
好，我们回到今天的经文。
Now let's go back to today's Bible words.
今天的经文主耶稣用一个比喻来教导我们饶恕的真理。
Now, our Lord Jesus used a story teaching us what is the forgiveness and what's the forgiveness truth.
主耶稣说，天国好像一个王，要和他仆人算账，才算的时候，有人带了一个1000万银子来，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他的和他妻子儿女并一切所有的都卖了偿还。那仆人就伏拜他说，主啊，宽恕我，将来我都要还清。那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
In today's Bible verse, verse 23 to 27, it's this. Our Lord Jesus had said this. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle account with his son. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and the children and all that he had, and the payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of the servant released him and forgave him the debt.
王对他的臣民是有治理的权柄，对那些违背王所颁布律法的人，王会将他们绳之以法。
And the king, can rule over his ministers and his people, and for those people who transgress the law of the king, then of course the king can arrest him.
主耶稣说，天国好像一个王。
And here, Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king.
因此，天国对那些违背天国律法的人也会有法律制裁。
So, the kingdom of heaven for those people who transgress of the laws of the kingdom of heaven should be have some past judgment.
并不像有些人传讲的那样，上帝只是有慈爱、有怜悯的上帝。
This not like some other who preach that God is only a God of mercy and love.
上帝当然是慈爱和怜悯的上帝，但是上帝更是一个圣洁，而且是公义的上帝。
Of course, our God is a God of love and mercy, but also our God is.A God of holiness and righteousness.
上帝的慈爱和怜悯是对他儿女的，就是那些在上帝面前真心悔改的人。
The love of God, the mercy of God, is for His children. That means for those who truly repent.
而上帝的公义和审判是对那些不敬畏上帝、不认识上帝、抵挡上帝的。
And the righteousness of God.Is for those who does not fear God, does not know God, or who try to stop God.
上帝是一个爱憎分明的上帝。
Our God is God who has love and who also has discipline.
上帝的全能和全智慧完全能够将他应该爱的人。和应该恨的人 分别开来。
Our God is also our powerful, our wise, and of course He knows who He loves and who is under His wrath.
绝对不会有一点点差错。
And our Lord, of course, never can be wrong.
现在有一个人欠了1000万银子被带到王的面前。
Now let's say there is a person who owed 10,000 talents was led to the ovens of the king.
我们看中文圣经翻译一千万，但是它没有单位。
And Chinese translated as 10 million silvers, but there's no unit.
我们知道一千万银子没有单位，这个数就很难确定。
Now, if we according to the Chinese translation, then it's very difficult to put a, to qualify how much is this silver.
一千万两，一千万吨，不知道。
一千万。The 10 million is the ounce or pound or ton, we don't know.
原文中它不是 这个一千万银子。
In the original version, it's not a 一千万银子， it's not a 10,000.
原文里是一万他连德。
In the original version, it's 10,000 talents.
吕正宗译本，它有个标注。
In one Chinese translation, it has a footnote.
他说，一他连德等于六千工作日的工价。
And he thinks one talent equal to 6,000 days wage.
按照一年365天算，六千个工作日就是16年的，至少16年的时间。
And if we calculate 365 a day in a year, then 6,000 day is 60 years.
而一万他连德就是16万年的工作日的工价。
And then that means 10,000 talent means is 160,000 days wage.
也就是说，一个人要工作16万年才能够把这个债还上。
And that means you have to work 160,000 years to repay this debt.
谁能活这么大岁数
？Who can live that long？
也有解经书说，这个价格相当于今天的200万英镑。
And then there's other Bible commentary saying.This is equivalent to 2 million pounds of today's money.
主耶稣用这么大一个数字，其实就是告诉我们，这个债是无法还清的。
Lord Jesus used this number, he is trying to say, you can never pay this debt.
圣经说，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他的妻子儿女并一切所有的都卖了偿还。
Because the Bible also said this guy cannot pay, he has nothing to be paid, so that's why his master ordered him to be sold and together with his wife and children and all he had.
这句话就告诉他，你要世世代代为奴偿还债务。
And this is trying to tell.Teach this sermon that generations after you had to be slaves to repay this debt.
在这样庞大的一个债务面前，作为催欠债人却说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”
And in this such big debt, and this sermon you say, "Oh, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything."
几代人都无法偿还清的债务，他说只要宽容我，将来都要还清。
And now we say, you know, generation after generation cannot repay this debt, and this guy now is saying, oh, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.
这样看来，他是一个不认识自己的人。
And now we can say he don't know about himself.
甚至不知道自己能活多长时间。
And he didn't know how long he can live.
也不清楚自己到底欠了多少债的人。
And he still don't know how much debt he owes.
这样的人其实就是一个自高自大、自我中心的人。
And now we say this person is a self-centered person.
他亏欠别人的都是小事。
Now you know what he owes other people is very small, is little things.
所以他也不会去想我欠别人多少钱。
And he will not go to calculate how much he owe.
所以说欠别人多少钱，他心中都不成为他心里的负担。
It doesn't matter how much he owe because it's not a burden in his heart.
因为他根本没思想啊，我要还。
Because he never think about it, he's going to pay them back.
他以为自己一千万银子的债务很容易宽容他一些日子，他就能还上一样。
He misconception. He has a misconception. He thinks if the master has a patient with him, has some more days, he can pay back this ten million silver.
当然事实一定不是这样。
Of course, the truth is not that.
就像我前面说的。那个债务是几代人都无法还上的。
Just like I said, we analyze the debt cannot be paid by generations after generations.
第二十七节说，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Yet in verse 27, Bible says, and out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him.And forgive him the debt.
这样巨大的债务，作为主人慈悲怜悯的之心，放了他，也免了他所欠的债。
For this such big debt, the master is merciful and have pity on him, not only released him and also forgave him the debt.
这对那个仆人来说应该是多大的恩典。
For this servant, this is such a great grace.
这个仆人受了这样大的恩典，他本应该成为一个也是有怜悯之心的人。
For this servant received such a great grace, he should be a person who has a merciful heart.
然而事情的发展恰恰相反。
But just opposite.
第二十八到第三十节说，那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴，欠了他十两银子，便揪住他，掐住他的喉咙，说：“你把所欠的还我。”他的同伴就俯伏央求他说：“宽容我吧，将来我必还清。”他不肯，就把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
Verse 28-30 is this. But when the same servant went up, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him.100 denarii, and they seized him, and he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt.
虽然这个欠债人与那个欠一千万银子的仆人说了相同哀求的话。
Now, this fellow servant said exactly the same thing as this servant said to the master.
我们看到那个被免去一千万银子的仆人却没有一丝的怜悯之心。
But now we will see this servant who was forgiven of 10 million silver has no mercy in his heart.
掐住别人的喉咙又把他下到监里，等他还清那十两银子。
And choked him, and put him in jail, and for this 100 denarii.
这样的事情在我们日常生活中也会常有发生的。
This will happen in our lives also.
就有些人他亏欠别人，他根本是小事，他。毫不在乎。
And then there is this person, this type of people, who can owe other people's debt.
好像别人给他是应该的。
And that's what is right for him.
而别人绝不能够有亏欠他。
But no one can owe him that.
主耶稣在讲论饶恕真理以后讲了这个比喻。
And remember, this is what Jesus has talked about, the teaching of forgiveness. Now he tells us this story.
然而耶稣比喻的第一句话是以天国好像一个王开始的。
And also remember Jesus the first word in this story is the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king.
我们就自然知道这个比喻不会只是讲世上的事情。
So now we know this story is not just talking about what happened on this world.
比喻中的道理是与天国有密切关系的。
And the truth, the reason behind this story has very close relationship to the kingdom of heaven.
这样就将地上老鼠的真理与天国的事情相连接了。
And now we have a connection between this truth about forgiveness and what is the kingdom of heaven.
比喻告诉我们人欠了王的债。
This story told us everybody owe debt to the king.
他说天国好像一个王，这个王就是天国的王。
And Jesus said the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king. So now we are saying this king is the kingdom of heaven.
天国的王就是宇宙的创造者，就是宇宙的护理者。
And, of course the king in the kingdom of heaven is the creator of the universe and is a provider,
就是圣经启示的这位上帝。
And it is the God that's revealed to us.
他也造了人类和世上的一切。
He created humans and everything in this world,
并且他也赐给了我们阳光雨露。
And he gave us the sun and the rain,
让人能够在良好的环境中生活。
And he gave us a good environment so we can live.
然而世人却不认识他，不感谢他，不荣耀他。
Or unfortunately the people on this earth does not know him, does not thank him and don't give glory to him,
反而抵挡他。
And they rise against him.
这就是人的罪。
This is the sin of people.
这个罪也是人亏欠上帝的债。
And this sin is also the debt we owe to God.
这个债远远超过了1000万银子。
And this debt of course is much higher than that 10 million silver,
也是人永远无法还清的债。
And is the debt we can never repay.
然而上帝差遣他的独生儿子耶稣基督来到世上。
And now God sent his only son Jesus Christ come to this earth,
为我们罪人还清了这个罪债。
He paid this sinful debt for us, for the sinner,
使信他的人重新与上帝和好。
So everyone who believes in him can be reconciled to God.
上帝借着耶稣基督免了我们的罪债。
Through Jesus Christ, God forgave our debt.
所有上帝的儿女都得了上帝饶恕的恩典。
Now every Christians, the children of God, get the grace of forgiveness.
既然我们在上帝饶恕的恩典中，就不可以像欠一千万银子的仆人没有一颗怜悯的心。
Since we are in the grace of God's forgiveness, then we cannot be like the guy who owed the king 10 million silvers, has no mercy in our heart.
因此基督徒就应该有颗怜悯弟兄的心，饶恕认罪悔改的弟兄。
As a Christian, we should have a heart of mercy, merciful towards our brother and merciful to the repent, the brother who repent.
这就是为什么 主耶稣讲了饶恕真理之后讲了这个比喻。
This is why Lord Jesus, after he talked about forgiveness, and he told telling us this story.
许多时候我们没有真正的饶恕那些认真悔改的弟兄。
In many times, of course, we did not truly forgive those brothers who repented.
今天的经文告诉我们，
In today's words, today's words teach us,
如果我们 不饶恕认罪的弟兄。
If we do not forgive the brothers who repent,
这是因为我们轻看了上帝在福音中对我们饶恕的恩典。
And that means we did not pay attention to the grace of forgiveness from our God.
我们像那欠一千万两银子的仆人一样。
We just like the servant who owed 10 million silver.
以为靠我们自己也能够还清所欠的债。
And thinking about by ourselves we can repay that debt.
比喻做那个骄傲自大、自我中心的仆人。
And the, you know, the servant in this story who are pride and who are self-centered.
这样的人在属灵的事情上就是自以为义的人。
And this type of people in on the spiritual life, usually self-righteous.
以为自己也能够达到上帝的 要求的义。
Thinking himself can reach the standards of God's righteousness.
以为我们自己也可以用我们的善行来满足上帝的意。
And of course, we may wrongfully think through our good deeds, what we did good, and we can reach God's righteousness.
有许多基督徒有这样的想法，并不奇怪。
There is a lot of Christians may have this misconception. It's not surprising.
因为今天的教会，有些教会就传讲这样的信息。
Because today in many churches, this message is being preached.
他们甚至要否定多特会议，要给阿米念平反。
And then some of them might.You want to say the Council of Dort is wrong, and they want to give Armenians a rightful place.
如果我们能认为靠自己的能力能还清这样的罪债
，and if a person thinks he can repay the debt through his own effort.
耶稣降世为人，耶稣上十字架上受死，都显得不那么重要了。
Then Jesus come to this world, world become flesh. Jesus die on the cross, then it's not important to him.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督是唯一的道路，他是唯一的救主，就变成了不是唯一的。
And in the Bible teaches us.Jesus is the only way, the only way, it's the only Savior give us redemption. But then these people may not think Jesus is not the only way.
如果我们认为自己凭着自己也能够成为一个义人，
if we think through our own effort we can become a righteous person,
我们对上帝的救赎就不会有颗真正感恩的心。
Then we will not have truly.A thankful heart to God's salvation.
我们也会像那个欠一千万两银子的仆人。
Now we will behave like that servant who owed 10 million silver.
揪着别人的衣领。
And who will choke other people.
掐着别人的喉咙不饶恕人。
And not forgive others.
因为我义，所以说你不义不行。
And because I think I'm righteousness and you are unrighteousness, then.We should do it.
所以不会饶恕他。
And then he will not forget.
我们进到今天经文的重点，第32-35节。
Now let's go to the main point of today's verse, which is 32-35.
于是主人叫他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？”主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清所欠债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgive you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servants? as I have mercy on you. And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们，蒙了上帝饶恕的人，如果不饶恕那些愿意悔改的弟兄，就是一个恶奴才。
Lord Jesus told us here, for anyone who had the mercy of God, forgiven by God, if we don't forgive our brothers who truly repent, then we are a wicked servant.
主耶稣这句话挺重。
This is very serious.
恶奴才，公义的上帝必追讨他的罪债。
A wicked servant, God will ask for his debt.
等他还清所欠的债。
And he shall pay all his debt.
罗马书告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
In Bible, in Roman, told us the wages of sin is death.
所以罪人想要凭自己还清所欠的债，就必须死。
For sinner who can pay all of your debt, then it's death.
所以没有悔改的人将要受最后的审判。
For anyone who refuses to repent will face the last judgment.
进入到永远的死里面。
He will enter the eternal death.
就是地狱的火。
And that's the fire of hell.
所以成为基督徒的人，我们必须有一颗怜悯人的心。
So as a Christian, we should have to have a heart of mercy.
饶恕人，
forgive others.
不仅仅是口头上说说饶恕人，
don't just put in your lips and oh, I forgive you.
而是真正的要从心里饶恕那些愿意悔改的弟兄。
We should trulyin our heart, forgive our brothers who are truly repentant.
如果我们不是从心里饶恕弟兄，监察人心的上帝，我们的天父就不会饶恕我们的罪。
If we don't forgive our brothers from our heart, then our God, who will know our heart, will not forgive our sin.
从主耶稣的比喻中，我们看到
，In this story, Jesus told us.
不是因为我们饶恕别人的罪，天父才饶恕我们的罪。
Not because we forgive other people's sin, God forgive our sin.
而是天父先饶恕了我们的罪，我们才会成为一个饶恕别人罪的人。
Yes, other way around. Yes, because God the Father first forgave our sin. Now we have the ability to forgive others.
是上帝的恩典和怜悯信临到我们，我们才会怜悯别人。
Because we received God, from God the mercy and grace, now we have mercy for heart, we can forgive others.
在这里有一点我们不要错误的理解。
Here is another misconception, that's not misunderstood.
所以你说，那因为那个恶仆人不饶恕人，上帝又重新追讨他的债。
I don't say because that weak servant who cannot forgive others, and God now start anew to ask him to pay the debt.
我们要正确的理解这段经文。
We have to understand this verse correctly.
如果说我们理解成为，因为恶仆人不饶恕人，上帝又开始重蹈他的罪债，那么所有的基督徒都会没有真正得救的确据。
And now let's say, if we think that weak person cannot forgive others, and then God will start ask you to pay the debt of the sin again, then in that case.Every Christian don't have assurance of salvation.
所以说正确地理解这段经文就显得很重要。
Now, you can see it's very important to correctly understand this verse.
天父最后没有饶恕他的罪债。
God at the end does not forgive his debt.
是因为那个恶仆人认为这需要宽容他一些日子，他就能够凭着自己的能力还清所欠的债。
And it's because that person thinks after some days he can pay back the debt according to his own effort.
他心中的骄傲没有接受主人的饶恕。
In the pride in his heart does not accept the master's forgiveness.
因为他认为自己所欠的债是件小事。
Because he thinks his own debt is very little, the small thing.
因为他认为主人的饶恕不是什么大的恩典。
And he thinks the forgiveness from his master is not grace, not a big thing.
所以他也不愿意饶恕他的同伴。
That's why he will not forgive his fellow servants.
也不愿意怜悯别人。
And does not have mercy on other people.
唯有在上帝饶恕赦罪恩典的人里面的人。
Only a people who are in the God forgiveness, who are in the grace of God.
他一定能够饶恕别人。
Then he can forgive others.
并且是从心里饶恕别人。
And it's the forgiveness from their heart.
所以说我们要知道这个欠一千万银子的人他没有真正的接受这个饶恕。
Now we should understand this servant who owed 10 million silver does not truly accept his forgiveness.
当然我们不能说一个人一蒙上帝赦罪之恩他就立即成为一个毫无保留从心里饶恕得罪他人的人。
On the other hand, we cannot say when somebody who received the grace of salvation from God, then he can completely, with no reservation, to forgive others from his heart.
但是我们要知道，基督徒不饶恕人的这种状况不会长久的持续下去。
But we should know that this situation as a Christian does not forgive others cannot last too long.
如果一个基督徒因着无法饶恕得罪他而又悔改的弟兄，
For a Christian who can never forgive others who sinned against him, but the person who committed sin truly repented,
那么他就没有真正的得到被上帝的饶恕。
That means he did not receive the true forgiveness from God.
所以饶恕悔改的弟兄，这也是我们得救的一个凭据。
So if we can forgive the brothers who truly repented, that means this is another sign of our salvation.
如果我们能够饶恕那些得罪我们而且已经悔改的人，我们就知道我们是被上帝饶恕的人。
And when we know, when we can forgive the person who sinned against us from our heart, and now we can know we are forgiven by our God.
基督徒要成为一个饶恕人的人。
As a Christian, we should be a person who can forgive others.
因为饶恕别人是上帝所喜悦的。
As forgiveness of others is liked by God.
也是一个荣耀上帝的事情。
It's something that glorifies God.
因为除非上帝的灵在我们心中，没有一个人能真正的饶恕别人。
And we can say, unless the Holy Spirit of God is truly in our heart, no one can truly forgive others.
今天的经文告诉我们，每一个蒙上帝恩典被上帝饶恕罪债的人都会成为一个饶恕悔改弟兄的人。
Today's words tell us everyone who received God's grace and who were forgiven by God of their debt will become a person, a brother who can truly forgive his brother who sin against him yet truly repented.
饶恕不是七次，而是七十个七次。
And now we can say the forgiveness is not just seven times, it's 70 times.
让我们靠着上帝的恩典，行上帝所喜悦的事，饶恕得罪我们的弟兄，将荣耀归给上帝。
Now let us depend on the grace of God and do the will of God, and we can forgive our brothers and give glory to God.
好，我们提出祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你，你在耶稣基督里饶恕了我们的罪。
Thank you for forgiving us our sins in Jesus Christ.
那我们也能够成为一个怜悯人、饶恕人的人。
And now we become a person who can have mercy on others and can forgive others.
因为你在我们身上先做成了那善功。
Because you have done good work in us.
我们靠着你，我们才能够行善。
Depend on you, we can do good.
一切都是在你的恩典之中。
All come from your grace.
感谢上帝。
Thank you, Lord.
赐下救恩给我们。
Thank you for giving us the salvation.
感谢上帝，让我们成为你的儿女。
Thank you, letting us become your children.
感谢上帝，让我们成为一个能够荣耀你名的人，荣耀你名的人。
Thank you, Lord, and we become a person who can glorify you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.